And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saturday, Israel called for Palestinians in more areas of Gaza's southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in El Mawawi. Reuters correspondent Ian Rubens.
In a post on social media site X, a military spokesperson called on residents and displaced people in 12 neighborhoods in the enclave to go immediately to the shelters west of Gaza City. These evacuations follow overnight Israeli jet strikes across the enclave. The latest evacuation orders came hours after internationally mediated ceasefire talks appeared to falter, with Hamas saying Israel's rejection of the truce offer returned things to square one. Israel says it wants to reach a deal under which hostages would be released in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, but that it is not prepared to end the military offensive, which was triggered by a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7th.
And that's Reuters' Han Rubens. Local officials said on Saturday several people were killed and wounded in three separate Ukrainian drone and artillery strikes on the Russian border provinces of Belgorod and Kursk in the city of Donetsk. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
The strikes killed five people in all, and several more were wounded, according to officials from those regions. Separately, a Russian-installed official in Ukraine's Luhansk region said the death toll from a missile strike that caused a large fire at an oil depot had risen to four, with many more injured. Russia's defense ministry said earlier on Saturday that it had intercepted a string of attempted Ukrainian strikes on its territory, saying forces had downed 21 rockets and 16 drones across Russia's border regions.
The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow's forces captured five villages in a renewed ground assault in northeastern Ukraine. Associated Press journalists in the city describe multiple buildings destroyed after Russian airstrikes. This is VOA News. The UN Food Agency says more than 300 Afghans have died in flash floods that also destroyed more than 1,000 houses in the northern province of Baghlan. The World Food Program said Saturday it was distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors of one of the many floods that hit Afghanistan over the last few weeks following unusually heavy rain. The chief spokesman for the Taliban government posted on a social media platform X that hundreds have succumbed to the calamitous floods, while a substantial number have sustained injuries. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Brazil's worsening flood forecast.
The flooding forecast intensifies in Brazil's south. More heavy rain is forecast for Brazil's already flooded Rio Grande do Sul state, where many of those remaining are poor people with limited ability to move to less dangerous areas. Nearly 6 inches of rain could fall over coming days, according to Brazil's National Meteorology Institute. It says there is also a high likelihood that winds will intensify and water levels rise in the Patos Lagoon next to the state capital and the surrounding area. Authorities say more than 120 people have died in the floods since the start, and nearly 150 more are missing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More than 1,000 protesters marched Saturday against Tesla and the planned expansion of its factory near Berlin. The organizers disrupt Tesla, criticize, among other things, that the expansion plans include the clearing of 50 hectares of forest to build a freight train station and a groundwater protection zone. They're also concerned that the plans could be approved against the will of the local community. On Friday, protesters clashed with police as some attempting to storm the site of the Tesla factory. Further protests are planned for Sunday. Donald Trump is headed to the Jersey Shore after a long week in court. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee expects to draw what his campaign is calling a mega crowd to a Saturday evening rally in the southern New Jersey resort town of Wildwood. That's 150 miles south of the New York City courthouse, where he's been forced to spend most weekdays sitting quietly through his felony hush money trial. The beachfront rally may end up being among the largest ever for a presidential candidate known for drawing huge crowds. This campaign says it's designed to serve as a show of force at a critical moment for Trump. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.